Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
.801 here on the great WRKO. Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer. 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, my friends. Dramatic developments taking place in Seattle, Portland, and New York. The Department of Justice, William Barr, has now declared those three cities anarchy zones. He says they have now been so overrun with rioting, looting, protests on the streets, many of them violent protests. Portland, it's now been over 100 days nonstop. That he now says they have abrogated their ability to control those cities, that the mayors in particular are responsible for allowing criminals and domestic terrorists to run wild. And so now he has declared them anarchistic zones or anarchistic jurisdictions, which now is going to set the table, pave the way for potentially cutting federal funding. And de Blasio is enraged. Ted Wheeler is enraged. Mayor Duncan of Seattle is enraged. They now say that they don't need this. They don't deserve this. That this is going to make the situation even worse. And now William Barr is coming under tremendous fire. When asked about this by the media, listen to President Trump's response. Saying, hey, don't look at me. Don't blame me. This is not my fault. Roll cut 23, Christian.
Did you push the DOJ to name Seattle and New York and Portland anarchistic cities?
Well, I think they are, but that's up to DOJ. That will be up to the Attorney General. But certainly they are. If you look at Portland, you look at what's going on there. What a mess. Go ahead. And we could straighten it out. All Democrats, all radical left, we could straighten it out so fast.
Look, this was Barr's decision. This was the DOJ's decision. Trump had nothing to do with this. What it does is it does two things. Number one, it clearly now sets the table. It paves the groundwork for eventually to withdraw federal funding, especially from the police, ironically. That's what Black Lives Matter wants. That's what they're going to get. In other words, you can't control your cities. You don't want to control your cities. You're encouraging and emboldening this rioting, looting, and criminal behavior. So you know what? We're now going to declare you anarchistic cities. There's going to be a price to be paid. If you're going to keep allowing these people to rampage and you're not going to do anything, making life unbearable for law-abiding residents, then I'm sorry, you asked for it, you got it. Now, the other important point is it squarely puts the blame now on the Democratic mayors. It's a brilliant move, I think, by Attorney General William Barr, for the simple reason is now people in Portland, people in Seattle, people in New York are going to say, so now we've officially been declared anarchistic cities? We're basically anarchy zones? Why haven't our mayors done anything about this? Why aren't they arresting them? Why aren't they taking them off the streets? Why aren't they putting law and order back? Why aren't they letting the police do their jobs? The price is now high, and it's getting higher. In New York City alone, for the first time in hundreds of years, businesses and storefronts are boarded up in Manhattan. In Manhattan, which used to be some of the most prime real estate in the world. Forget the country. In the world. In the world. Boarded up businesses and storefronts. Nobody wants to rent. Nobody wants to set up shop there because they're getting looted. Windows are being smashed and they're being vandalized almost on a daily basis. In fact, now over 500,000 people, and the number keeps climbing, many of them middle, upper middle class, including the wealthy, have now permanently left New York City to other states or other parts of the country. There is a mass exodus out of New York. Not the state, the city. It has gotten so bad, you try to get a moving truck, it is backed up for months. You cannot get a moving truck if your life depended on it. You're on a very long wait list. 2 months, 3 months, people, some of them are just leaving and leaving their furniture behind and say, we'll get it in January or February or March. That's how bad things are getting in New York City. In Portland, it is now over 100 days of rioting. More people have been killed by Antifa and Black Lives Matter. Stores and businesses have now been burned to the ground. Apparently now Portland, it is so bad that downtown Portland will never come back. It is a hollowed out wasteland where now Antifa and Black Lives Matter have to go to residential areas if they want to terrorize anybody. Where now you have people in Portland signing petitions. They want to oust Ted Wheeler, saying he has failed the city, he has failed the residents, and he has failed the entire state. I don't blame him. Just what took you so long? Seattle is a disaster. It is an absolute disaster. You look at pictures of downtown Seattle, you would think it's Fallujah, Iraq. I'm not kidding. You would think it's Fallujah, or you would think it's Kabul, or you would think it's some hellhole in Afghanistan. Businesses burned, shops destroyed, looting, garbage, sheer destruction everywhere. This is what happens when you allow radical leftist elements to rampage and maraud with impunity. And the president, when he says it could end in 12 hours if they would just call in the National Guard, we could clean all of this up, is 1,000% correct. So to me, William Barr is doing the right thing, the ethical thing, the legal thing. And now the question is, what will the residents of those besieged cities do? And mark my words, my friends. Should Joe Biden win in November, he will turn all of America into Portland, Seattle, Minneapolis, Kenosha, or New York City. If I have any disagreements with Barr, I don't know why Minneapolis is not an anarchistic city. Really, Minneapolis, parts of it now are absolute no-go zone. I don't know if you heard this. This was a huge story in the local media in Minneapolis. The very same Minneapolis City Council, remember those clowns? Abolish the police, dismantle the police, Black Lives Matter, defund the police, no police. Now, 3 months later, they're screaming, where is the police? How come there's no police? Crime has exploded. Murders up. Homicides up. Burglaries up. Vandalism up. Businesses are fleeing the city, gone. Taxpayers are leaving, gone. Well, you chased them out. You said you wanted to dismantle the police department. That's what you said. No effing police. That was your slogan. No effing police. Well, you got no effing police. Now you're complaining? Now all of a sudden, where's the police? You chased them out. You rode them out on a rail. Now you're complaining about the very consequences of what you created in your own city? Joe Biden, Dementia Joe, has explicitly said, should I win in November, Black Lives Matter will have a seat in the White House. He has explicitly said that. Furthermore, Kamala Harris has explicitly said publicly, even if they win in November, Antifa, Black Lives Matter will continue to protest and demonstrate. And according to her, they should continue to protest and demonstrate. In other words, they want more anarchy, not less. More chaos, not less. More attacks on taxpayers and law-abiding citizens, not less. The next step is William Barr should now start to rescind and repeal federal funding for all of those cities. You want to flirt with anarchism? You pay the price. Agree, disagree, 617-266-6868. Should cities be declared anarchistic zones? Your calls next. Yeah. 818 here on the great WRKO. Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer, 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, the Department of Justice, William Barr in particular, has now labeled New York, Seattle, and Portland. He's designated them as anarchistic cities, anarchistic jurisdictions. They are furious. Good move, bad move. Do you think it's long overdue? I want to hear from you. 617-266-6868. Joanne in Weymouth. Thanks for holding, Joanne, and welcome.
Good morning, Jeff.
Hi.
I think it's long overdue. I think I'm very sad to see that great cities in this country are being torn apart when good people all over the country just sit and wonder when it's going to stop. We're losing people. We're losing children, we're losing police officers, we're losing hard-working people. For what? For temper tantrums? Because people didn't get what they wanted? I don't always get what I want. Do you?
No, actually, I often don't get what I want.
I don't have a temper tantrum if I don't. I accept it and I move on.
Joanne, do you think it's going to deter people from rioting and looting? You think it's going to make these Democratic mayors think twice and start maybe unleashing their police to start breaking up some of these violent demonstrations? In other words, do you think it's going to work?
I hope so. I hope it works for the police officers and their families and for good people that live and work in those areas that are probably afraid to even step out their doors. I'm thankful I don't live in those areas.
Oh, I mean, I'd get out of Dodge. Joanne, I'm with you. If I lived in that area, I wouldn't want to live there. I'd be doing what a lot of people in New York are doing.
My family, God, and country. My family would come first.
Joanne,
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Joanne.
Thank you for being the voice of reason in Boston.
Thank you, Joanne. No, I agree with you. My family comes first. You know, God, country, family. My family comes first. And if I'm living in New York, I'm doing what all these people are doing. I'm getting the hell out. I'm not going to stay. Why would I stay there? To get shot? To get assaulted? No, really, to see my neighborhood get burned to the ground? I don't think so. You know what? There are other places to live than New York. And by the way, it's nowhere near as bad, obviously, in Boston as it is in those cities. But Grace, you know, my wife, my wonderful wife, my better half, she's a real estate agent. She's telling me the housing market in the suburbs, in the towns outside of Boston, it is booming. They are fleeing Boston, Cambridge, the greater Boston area. People are leaving the downtown areas and they are moving to the suburbs because they are sick. A, how expensive life has gotten, but more than that, the crime, the pandemic, the urban blight, the violence, the shootings, just the explosion that we've seen in burglaries, in vandalisms. People don't want to live in those areas anymore. And that's why they can't wait to get the hell out. And so they're moving more and more. The suburbs, the house is on the market for a weekend, it's gone. And, you know, let's say people ask, I don't know, $500,000 or $550,000 for a home. There's actually bidding on these homes that are driving the prices up to $560,000, $570,000, $580,000, $600,000. Grace says it's insane. She goes, the housing market is red hot. Not in Boston. Not in Cambridge. In fact, there, rental prices have gone down 7%. In fact, rent is going down in Boston and Cambridge. Why? Because demand is going down because people are leaving. I mean, I don't want to live in Dorchester. God bless the people in Dorchester. But you talk to Commissioner William Gross. He is furious at what's going on in West Roxbury, in Mattapan, in Dorchester, in many of these areas. Shooting after shooting, murder after murder, homicide after homicide. And he's blaming the judges for letting these criminals out. He's also blaming Moonbat prosecutors for not wanting to prosecute violent criminals. And it's now becoming unsustainable. And that's why people are moving with their feet. They're voting with their feet. You know what? I'll drive a lot further if I have to, but at least I'm not getting shot in the head. 617-266-6868 is the number. Kathleen in Rockland. Thanks for holding, Kathleen, and welcome.
Hi, and thank you for taking my call.
Hi,
absolutely,
Kathleen.
He's correct. I think he's absolutely correct in these three cities and that they should stop the federal funding. But before that, they should give a deadline for evacuation for the good people living in these cities that have to put up with this in fear, and then house them, settle them somewhere like they do for storms, shelter them so that they can at least have a place to stay to make it so that they can move out of those cities. So they, like I said, it was a storm or a hurricane, and then come down hard on those cities. Stop the federal funding. People leaving Boston right now, they're smart. They are fed up. They know that any minute it can disrupt, and it will. So they've got the heads up. Those that want to stay, it's like, again, an evacuation for a storm, tornado, hurricane, whatever. These people need to shelter. There'll be a deadline to get out, and we cannot help you after the deadline. Then it's, you know, good luck and be safe. So I'm all for it.
Kathleen.
You can't stop these people. Pardon me?
No, keep going. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
No, you can't stop these people. We've tried everything. If you live in a Democrat state, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, and you fear for the safety of your children, your family, your relatives, etc., you need to really need to take a good, strong look, because it's not going to stop if you have a Democrat for your mayor, or if you're a city, for your governor, etc., or a rhino, as we have in our state. It's not going to stop. They are all for this disruption. As long as it's not in their backyard and they have their police protection. You don't have police protection. Police are fearful of their life. I understand it. I don't know why anybody goes into that right now. In those cities, I would just ban and apply elsewhere because they're not safe. Nobody is safe in these cities anymore because it's been allowed in a Democrat state. You don't see it happening in Republican states. But take the politics aside, wipe that out. You're not safe in any of these cities. Antifa, Black Lives Matter, all lives matter. They do not care because they're killing their own people.
Kathleen, I couldn't have said it better myself, really. And thank you for that call. Look, if I lived, and I would add to that list, Minneapolis, Kenosha, there's other, Chicago, especially south side of Chicago, I'm out. I'm getting the hell out of Dodge. But especially New York City, Portland, and Seattle, night after night of rioting, night after night of looting, businesses being burned to the ground, homes being burned, people being assaulted, cops being shot. That's not a place to raise a family, and that's not a place to raise your kids. So would you do the same? Would you leave as well? Your calls next. .832 here on the great WRKO. Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer, 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, my friends, William Barr, Attorney General Bill Barr, now pulls the proverbial trigger. He has now designated three cities, New York City, Portland, and Seattle, as quote-unquote anarchistic cities. In other words, anarchist jurisdictions or zones. He is blaming the Democrat mayors for having tied the hands of the police and willfully allowed Black Lives Matter, Antifa, rioters, demonstrators, looters, criminals to run wild. Portland has now had over 100 days of nonstop rioting and looting. The downtown.
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster films in the last decade, then chances are that what you watched has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. Film scenes get completely altered. Films get canceled or lose funding. Actors supporting human rights are banned. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in uncovering the impact of this campaign on our society and highlighting the brave souls fighting back and turning the tide. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Town area has been completely devastated. This is nothing new, what I'm saying. The local media, the Oregonian newspaper, many of them are saying Portland will never come back again. That the downtown core has been completely and utterly hollowed out and obliterated. People are fleeing Portland by droves. The suburbs, people are leaving. Seattle is very similar. New York, at least 500,000 have fled already. And I'm not talking, low-income people whose neighborhoods are being burned to the ground. Middle-class people, upper-middle-class people, the wealthy, business owners, they are all mass exiting from New York. Cuomo is now panicking, saying there'll be no tax base left if this exodus continues. They have no one to blame but themselves. You make a deal with the devil like Antifa and Black Lives Matter, you pay the price. So my question to you now is this, double-barreled. Number one, did William Barr do the right thing? Did Attorney General Bill Barr do the right thing? And number two, would you leave those cities? If you were living in these anarchist zones and seeing all of the crime and the arson and the vandalism and the rioting day after day after day after day, would you get the hell out of Dodge and relocate and move to another part of the country? 617-266-6868. Carrie in Quincy. Thanks for holding, Carrie, and welcome.
Good morning, Jeff. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I do think that Attorney Barr did the right thing. But what I don't understand is if there are normal people still living in these terrible cities, why aren't they rising up? Why aren't they demanding recall elections for these horrible mayors? I don't understand why they're not fighting back, if, unless they ideally agree with the principles of these anarchist mayors. They just don't care for the rioting and the looting.
Carrie, I got to say, you're asking the $64,000 question. You really are. It's the silence from so many people. Frankly, the silence from many in law enforcement who aren't speaking out. Silence from people who live in these communities and cities who are not speaking out. Many in the media who are not speaking out. Now, all I keep hearing is the silent majority is going to be unsilent and they're going to speak November 3rd. So we'll see. Okay. I believe they will, but we'll see. But to wait for an election, I mean, as your community is going up in smoke, you know, I get it. You move, you leave, but still, I mean, you know, you have roots there. You have family there. Your children are there. You went to school there. You grew up there. You don't have to leave. Don't allow them to chase you out. They should have stood up from the beginning, and instead they just acquiesced. So that's the big mystery, Carrie. That's what I don't understand, why so many people refuse to speak out against Black Lives Matter, against Antifa, against all of these violent rioters and these criminals and terrorists. I mean, even on Fox, outside of their primetime lineup, okay, that's Tucker, Hannity, and Laura Ingraham, they're always praising Black Lives Matter. The other 21 hours, it's these are peaceful protesters or mostly peaceful protesters, and they want racial justice, and we have to give them a respectful hearing. I'm like, no, why? Why? They're anti-police, anti-white, anti-American. They're a Marxist anarchist movement. They should be denounced. I mean, am I wrong?
No, they should be denounced loudly and resoundly. And, you know, if these peaceful people, the normal people are fleeing the state or fleeing these cities, going to other states, unfortunately, oftentimes they bring their left-wing politics with them. I mean, that's what's happened to New Hampshire. It was solidly red, and now it's purple because of this type of migration. It's not good. It's not good at all.
Oh, I agree. Carrie, if you don't mind me asking, and if I'm getting too personal, please tell me. I know you're in Quincy, but, you know, still, mm-hmm. Whatever, the greater Boston area. Are you noticing people leaving the greater Boston area? Are you noticing the influx to the outerlying towns and suburbs?
I haven't, where I'm so close to Boston, I haven't really noticed it. I do notice that we do have a lot more apartment buildings being built. So I think it's to accommodate people fleeing Boston, Cambridge, Brookline, that area, and because Quincy's close enough to, you know, the Red Line, mm-hmm. and it's close mm-hmm. enough to Boston, and it might be a little more liberating, I guess, to live in Quincy than,
oh, no
than
doubt
downtown
about it.
Boston.
Oh, no doubt about it. Carrie, thank you very much for that call. No, that's what I mean. They're fleeing, you know, Boston, Cambridge, Brookline, especially Boston and Cambridge. People are leaving. Grace can't keep up with the demand. I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. And she says they're going, you know, forget Quincy, which is close, right? I mean, Quincy's still relatively close, obviously. But, or the South, you know, let's say you want to go to the South Shore. That's also pretty, it's Foxborough, it's Wrentham, it's Plainville, it's Uxbridge, it's Hopedale. Like, as far as, it's just the farther the better. A, you get a little bit more value for your money, obviously. Okay, that goes without saying. But still, I'll take the commute. I really don't care. I'm getting out of Boston. It's just too violent, too much crime, too crime-ridden, too dangerous. It's just not, it's not a good place to raise your family anymore. Well, that's what happens. Hello. Now, the police commissioner has been warning about this now for how many months? Is Mayor Walsh listening? Yet. Is Charlie Faker listening? Yet. So hopefully they'll listen now. Hopefully. 617-266-6868. Rob in New Hampshire. Speaking of New Hampshire, thanks for holding, Rob, and welcome.
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Rob.
Yeah, I've been listening. Yeah, it's a shame that people are leaving. They really need to stand up. And unfortunately, when you do it the right way, it just seems like the laws go against the right people. And it just sounds like they're tearing down these cities for just prime real estate. I mean, once it's all, it's kind of like the double-headed coin. Tails you lose, heads they win. So for some reason, if Trump loses, which I think he's going to win, they'll move in, they'll be heroes, put the city back together. Now, if they lose, all these people are in place, and they're just going to take it to a whole new level, which is going to be, it's just frustrating.
No, I know, Rob. Look, it's frustrating, and that's why I keep saying you have to vote in November 3rd like your life depends on it. And thank you for that call. And look, and I got to say this, Rob, and thank you for that call. Portland has now been turned into Detroit overnight. Seattle has now been turned into Detroit overnight. You see these pictures. I mean, it's like it's a wasteland. I'm not kidding. You got to look at these pictures. Look at pictures now of downtown Portland, Seattle, Manhattan. The Wall Street Journal did an editorial recently where they are saying we cannot believe we're even writing these words. Boarded up businesses and storefronts in downtown Manhattan. Some of the most prime real estate in the world. Nobody wants it. Parts of downtown New York are now ghost towns. People are gone. They're leaving. All you see are moving trucks everywhere. Everybody's getting the hell out. Now, some go to New Jersey. Some are going to Florida. Some are wherever they're going. But they're not staying in New York City. I'll tell you this. It's gotten so bad that Cuomo is now calling de Blasio on the phone and saying, what the hell is going on in New York City? Because our taxpayers and our tax base is leaving the state. 617-266-6868. Would you do the same? Your call's next. .849 here on the great WRKO, Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer, 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, Attorney General Bill Barr pulls the proverbial trigger.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
He now has designated three cities, New York City, Portland, Seattle, as anarchistic cities, essentially anarchist zones. And now he is threatening to repeal or pull back federal funding. Good move, bad move, agree, disagree. Let's go to Robert in the city of Portland. That's Portland, Oregon, not Portland, Maine. And he is a business owner. Robert, thank you for holding and welcome.
Jeffrey Cooner, I've been waiting for years to say this. I've never called into a radio talk show before, but I love you in a non-sexual way, my friend. And I'm not kidding you when I tell you, you literally, and I listen to a lot of talk radio, you literally have the best audience in the business.
Oh, I know. Oh, I know. Robert, thank you so much. Robert, I've got to ask you, the whole audience is listening now, believe me. What's it like in Portland? What's it like being a business owner in Portland?
Jeff, the rumors are true. What you see on TV with the rioting and the looting, Portland is doing a lot of business development. They're building a lot of buildings downtown if you come down there. I've been born and raised in the city, and what I'm seeing happen to this city is just truly heartbreaking. There's a lot of things I'd like to say. I don't want to necessarily say it here right now, but watching my city go up in flames in the way that it did, it was never really great to begin with before all of this, but this is just kind of the final nail in the coffin. And we're seeing a lot of people move out of the city into the suburbs. Or I live outside of the downtown area, and I can tell you that the suburbs are growing. I have a brother of mine that purchased some land in eastern Washington, and that area out there is just totally taken off. People are moving, and it's really, really sad. And the reason why I called was because I believe her name was Carrie earlier. She had mentioned something about she doesn't really understand why what the mentality is. And all we do out here is we replace one city mayor. We swap out one incompetent mayor for another. And it's kind of like, what's the word I'm looking for? It's more of a culture, unfortunately, where it doesn't really matter which mayor you get. It's just a culture, and it starts at City Hall all the way through the mayor, and nothing changes. And they figure no matter what they do, it's never going to change. So they really have no other options but to pick up and leave. And it's just really sad.
Robert, are you thinking of leaving?
I don't know. I don't know. This is my 50th year in business. I've got to, I don't think that I will. I hope that I won't. It's just going to depend on what ends up happening here in the next 2 to 3 years. I mean, if things get dramatically worse, probably. But I really don't know at this time.
Robert,
there's a lot of other things that kind of play a role in it. It's my employees and other things as well, but I don't know.
Robert, when we see these images, Robert, when we see these images of police precincts being burned, businesses being smashed and burned, police officers being assaulted, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, like a bunch of thugs and gangbangers just patrolling the streets of downtown Portland. How demoralized are people in Portland? Do they really occupy and have as much power as it seems from those of us looking from the outside in?
Yes, because they pretty much run the city council. Michael Savage, that's how I actually learned about your show, because you used to be the greatest fill-in host. But he had a phrase, same corporations, just different divisions. And if that doesn't nail it right on the head, I mean, that pretty much describes Portland. And that goes back to what I was saying about the culture. They'll just trade one incompetent for another. And it's been like that forever. And keep in mind, Portland got the term Little Beirut back in Bush 1, I believe. And there was a reason for that. It took a city that was a beautiful city. It really was. And what they've done to it over the years, it's just got progressively worse year after year after year. And it's devastating to see it. And it makes me, you could probably hear it in my voice. I'm just really sad about what's happening.
Oh, I can tell. I'm almost
hoping
hear
that things turn around. Yeah.
Robert, you can almost hear the heartbreak in your voice. Robert, let me ask you then, I guess, one final question. Are people who disagree with Antifa, who disagree with Black Lives Matter, who aren't on the radical lunatic left, are they afraid to speak out? Is that part of the problem, that they just feel intimidated? God forbid you as a business owner, you start criticizing the mayor, you start criticizing Antifa, and before you know it, they're going to raise your business to the ground.
You could say that. I would say yes. Yeah, you don't want to cross these people, because once you do, you'll be marked, and you don't want to do that. It's just why even deal with it? Why take the risk? People just roll with the punches year after year after year, and this is where we're at now.
So. Robert, really, really good call. Thank you so much. Robert, hey, Don't be a stranger. You can be our Portland correspondent for the Cooner Report. Does that work?
I listen to you every day, Jeff. Jeff, I'm telling you, your show is the greatest. I actually woke up at 3 a.m. this morning to get some stuff done. I heard Terry's call, and I had to call in. So thank you for taking my call.
Robert, please stay safe, my friend. God bless. Thank you for that call. So you just heard it. I mean, they've ruined this great city, and people are afraid you're going to get marked. You criticize them, they're going to come for you. Like, what is this, the old Soviet Union? I thought this was the United States of America. That's why Barr is 1,000% correct. I would go even further. Designate Antifa a domestic terrorist organization. Start cracking down. What are you waiting for? 617-266-6868. Lisa in Medford. Thanks for holding, Lisa, and welcome.
Hi, good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Lisa?
Good. I love you in a non-sexual way.
Oh, thank you, Lisa.
But I just want to let you know, before I get into the moving thing, I'm going to be up at the Trump store at 424 Main Street in Wilmington today. So come on out, check out the gear and everything. They also need help up in Salem, New Hampshire with the campaign. So if anybody can get up there or give them a call, do some door knocking, we got to win New Hampshire, and we have to win Massachusetts. But having said that, as far as moving, yes, I lived in the projects at one time, and there was violence going on there. And in no uncertain terms was I willing to keep my son and myself in harm's way. With regards to the mayor in Portland, I'm glad he had the financial ability to get himself out of there, or Seattle. But most people, a lot of people don't have the resources to get out. And I would have thought by this time that he would have actually had the military going in.
Well, Lisa, I got to tell you, that to me is the question of all questions. Why hasn't he just, Trump has offered the National Guard. I don't know how many times Trump has said it, by a tweet, by phone call, by through the press. Just give me a call. You know my number. And I'll send in the military, and we'll clean up Antifa and Black Lives Matter and all of these rioters and looters and criminals. Give us 24 hours, and you got your streets back. And he just will not do it.
Why can't he override them? That's what I don't understand.
Well, the only way he can do that is if he declares them a terrorist organization. And my understanding is he's waiting until after the election. And that's when he's going to move on both Antifa and Black Lives Matter. And that's another reason why they are fighting him tooth and nail. By the way, Black Lives Matter is now vowing to show up at the Capitol building to prevent his nominee from even be able to get a hearing. They're going to line bodies on the in the Senate, in the halls of the Senate. They're just lie down so people can't walk over them. And all the way into the Senate Judiciary Committee. So they're taking their terrorist activities right to Washington, D.C., right to the Senate building itself.
You know, I was at the store yesterday, and we see a lot of Trump supporters coming in, obviously. And people are just so sick and tired of it. You know, we say, oh, he's getting impeached. And they're like, again? Are you kidding?
Lisa, can you do me a favor? I've got to go. Very quick news break. I'm going to come right back to you. I am back in 60 seconds. Don't touch that dial.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.